Well, in an interview today with Time Magazine, President Trump defended his claims of being surveilled by pointing to Devin Nunes' claims yesterday. But this morning, Nunes came out of a meeting with his co-chair, the Democrat Adam Schiff, and the Intelligence Committee, saying he couldn't show anyone the evidence he'd seen and seeming chastened.
There was a lot going on yesterday, and it was a judgment call on my part. And that's, at the end of the day, that's... You know, sometimes you make the right decision, sometimes you make the wrong one, but you got to stick by the decisions you make.
So where are we? Matthew Waxman is a national security law professor at Columbia University. He also served in the George W. Bush administration. So Matthew, yesterday Nunes said President Trump aides may have been swept up incidentally during legal monitoring, not regarding the Russian investigation. Your interpretation?
What this seems to mean is that the U.S. government was engaged in legal surveillance of other people, probably, for example, foreign government officials, which of course it does in the course of regular and legal intelligence collection, and that in the course of that surveillance, if those valid foreign intelligence targets spoke on the phone with Trump campaign or transition officials, then that communication would have been picked up.
But Nunes said his real concern was that some Trump associates were unmasked. In other words, they were either named or you could figure out who they were. What does that mean to you?
It could mean that they are a part of an investigation, but it could mean also merely that it was important in understanding the context of the intelligence to know who was on the other end of the line. So sometimes the identities of Americans are unmasked in the course of regular foreign intelligence.
How common is it for a lawmaker in an investigative committee to go directly to the president, who could be a target of maybe three investigations in Washington right now, a Senate, a House, and an FBI, and give him information that he hasn't given to his own committee?
Well, that's a very serious breach of protocol. We're talking about an intelligence oversight chairman who is supposed to be independent of the executive branch. This is a committee that is supposed to be conducting its own politically impartial oversight of intelligence agencies. So why would he be coordinating, especially by himself, with the White House? That's troubling, and it certainly gives at least the appearance that his neutrality is very compromised. It creates doubt that Congress can perform impartial and rigorous oversight, including its own investigation into Russian meddling in our election. And I think it's also likely to contribute to the very culture of leaking that Chairman Nunes says he cares so much about.
Well, speaking of leaks, Representative Castro, a Democrat on the committee, came out of the meeting with Nunes this morning. First of all, said Nunes apologized to them for not telling them first. But then Castro made a point he's made before that he believes that people who are leaking, and Nunes is now leaking, may actually have what Castro's calling political Munchausen by proxy syndrome. This is a reference to the illness where parents make their children sick so because they're the only ones who can help them. Terrible. Castro's saying this is politicians making a mess only they're capable of cleaning up. But your sense of these leaks, will they make it impossible for intelligence people to come to these committees?
I think it probably does. I think it may have a couple of unintended consequences. One is it may actually inhibit communication between the intelligence agencies and the congressional oversight committees. And it may also contribute to what I think is a problematic culture of leaking, especially when it comes to surveillance issues. If the chairman of the committee is comfortable going out several times in the course of a single day and making claims about what was and wasn't picked up in the course of surveillance, it may be sending a signal that it's okay to be talking about these kinds of things.
Well, Senator McCain over on the Senate side says he has never seen anything like it. Who would this go to? If it's taken away from the House committee, who does it go to?
Well, I think this may provide actually further support for the idea of needing to create a special select committee.
Of congresspeople? Or?
Probably lawmakers. A special prosecutor is problematic. I think probably the best option is to create something like a special select committee of lawmakers.
That's Matthew Waxman, national security law professor at Columbia University. Professor Matthew, thank you.
Thank you for having me.